Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, April 12th, and first thing on the show today, Arthur Miller's best-known play may be Death of a Salesman, but the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga is putting on a different work of his, an earlier one called All My Sons, and the director says he thinks All My Sons is superior to the iconic Death of a Salesman. His name is Gary Posey. And first up on the show, he's speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham, as well as Deb Meeks, who plays Kate Keller.
The story basically revolves around Chris Keller, who is Kate and Joe Keller's son, has invited a neighbor girl, Ann Deaver, over to his house to ask her to marry him. I mean, that's at the very base of the story. But what you find out is that Ann was the intended girl for his younger brother, Larry, who died in the war, or has gone missing in the war, I should say.
Is he dead?
Yeah, I should say has gone missing, but that's the lie, is whether or not Kate accepts.
Kate cannot accept the fact that he is dead for a number of reasons that we find out in the course of the play.
Right.
But she's desperately hanging on to
something.
He is coming back.
Right. And so this conflict then is compounded by the fact that Kate refuses to let it happen, the marriage happen. And Joe wants to help Chris because Chris is the only son he has left. And so there's this conflict. How do they deal with Chris wanting to marry Ann? Why Ann has let Larry go, but she shouldn't. And then even further beyond that is Ann's father and Joe Keller were business partners who shipped out damaged goods, engine parts, to the Air Force, and 20 planes crashed, 21 pilots died in Australia because of this defective parts. And Joe was exonerated, and Mr. Deaver is still in prison. And so there's that complicating everything. So, and everybody in the neighborhood, it's the same neighborhood they grew up in, and they were neighbors living right next door to each other. Kids grew up together. So everybody knows in the neighborhood, but Joe has perpetuated this lie where he is not the beast that everyone thought he was, and that Mr. Deaver is the one who was guilty. But then, you know, of course, Ann's brother George comes in, and he's a lawyer now.
You're not married yet, are you?
George, will you sit down and stop?
Are you married yet?
No, I'm not married yet.
You're not going to marry him.
Why am I not going to marry him?
Because his father destroyed your family.
He wants to find out and wants to get the confession that not exonerates, but, you know, proves that his father is not who they thought he is. And eventually finds out, but after he's given up trying to find out, and then all of a sudden, for lack of a better phrase, all hell breaks loose. And Chris, who has this moral and ethical standard because of his service in the war, he can't wrap his mind around how to deal with the reality that is, as opposed to the reality that he's been led to believe. And so, yeah, not to give away anything that happens in the end of the show, but Act 3 is a lot of stuff hitting the fans.
All My Sons is the most recent production by the newly revived Ensemble Theatre. Director Gary Posey is also the Chattanooga Theatre Company's executive director. He likes to work with minimal sets and in a setting where the audiences and the actors are almost nose to nose. Staging the plays the way you do, you throw everything back on the words, don't you?
Well, you know, it always starts for me with the story. That's what's compelling about something. You know, I love Death of a Salesman, but for me, this is All My Sons is really what I think Arthur Miller was trying to write. It's a better, stronger, more realistic play. There's a lot of that sort of epic quality to Death of a Salesman that I think makes it challenging for an audience and for a producer, because you have all these characters and all these scenes, and to contain that same kind of ideal and story into the backyard. And it doesn't ever change. It doesn't have to change. And you've got these really strong supporting characters and the neighbors who really help to forward the story and support the energies that's being created. I think, to me, it's just so strong and powerful. So, yeah, it starts with the story. So I don't think that you need all that other stuff, the spectacle. And we're not – and again, like I told you before, we don't try to copy anything that we've seen or done before. I want something new and fresh, whether it's because I'm trying to sign my name to it or whether it's because, you know, we're trying to give the community something that they haven't seen before. And I think that might be one of the appeals of what we do, you know, and have been doing. So,
but it throws a lot back on you, doesn't it, Deb?
It does, yes. This is just random, but it came to me while I was sitting here. An interesting addition to the show for me is actually something that in any other show would be detrimental and a nuisance and you'd want it to go away. But our venue is near the airport and there are planes continually flying over that you obviously hear during the show. There's no question about it. And most often you try to ignore that, or we're talking about the war and airplane pilots who went down, which is part of this ghost that's haunting Kate during the show. And so it's been a great thing for me to be able to incorporate the sound of the airplanes coming over when they don't know when they're going to come. It's different times, obviously, during the show. But I'm very aware, and I use that during the show as a reminder of what's going on and the internal turmoil that Kate is dealing with anytime she hears a plane fly over. So she references the plane flying over in her dreams. So it's been a fun addition for me. Remember the way he used to fly low past the house when he was in training? When we used to see his face in the cockpit going by? Well, that's the way I saw him, only high up, way, way up where the clouds are. He was so real, I could reach out and touch him.
Some people call them dreams, some people call them illusions, but it's what sustains us, isn't it? And that's what this is all about, right?
Oh, yeah.
And how much you take away somebody's...
Right. Well, and
even if you know it's not true,
right? And I think even to a greater extent, it's how does the American dream fit into that dream or whatever? And I this is what I love about this particular play in versus Death of a Salesman is it's clear Death of a Salesman is about achieving success and legacy for your family. This is too, but it's just mired amongst how people shape or manipulate the world around them for it to serve their own purpose. And, you know, I think, you know, one of the characters says to Kate, again, in the third act, Dr. Bayless says, you know, it's about lying. I have the capacity to lie and you, Kate, have the capacity to lie, but your son, Chris, doesn't have that capacity. And that's why he can't survive in this world. And I find that, I mean, at one point you're like, God, I mean, I guess that's true. We all have that capacity and we all to some extent do that. And that's what makes it powerful is because we can see that. And we know it doesn't have to be a malicious thing or a suspect thing, but it's the truth. Again, Chris has just developed this ethical standard that he can't even look at a new refrigerator, or open his bank book without thinking, someone died to give me this ability. And there's truth in that, and the power in that makes him have this tremendous sense of guilt and shame because he survived the war.
She says they think Joe is guilty.
What difference does it make what they think?
I don't care what they think. I just don't understand why you took the trouble to deny it.
I love intimate theater, but it's very challenging to put this kind of show on stage in an intimate theater. But it's a great thing when it works really well, because I'm talking about drawing your audience in and they're up close and personal with all of the turmoil and the emotion and all of the things that are going on stage. And if it's genuine and real and honest and it comes and it's played that way and comes across that way. It's such a dynamic thing to affect an audience the way you want them to be affected, which, you know, if you were in this large theater somewhere and they were further removed from what was happening, it would be much more of a struggle to make that happen. It can be intimidating to an audience member, but also I think it can be very rewarding. As it would be for me as an audience member, to
it's real tight, it's real close. But and you know, a lot of my students, when they write the reviews of the shows, they'll always say things like, "I just imagined it would be in a bigger space." And so I think that you're right. It's very intimidating to walk in and be that close because it's, I mean, you're watching people literally provide vulnerability at a level that you're probably uncomfortable with. Or a lot of people might be uncomfortable with. But at the end of it, it's not only rewarding, but it's satisfying for them. They're like, it is such a different experience to see something that close. And again, I don't knock any other methods or any other staging, but for me, this is what theater is about. It's that symbiotic relationship between the audience and the actors.
The Ensemble Theatre's production of Arthur Miller's All My Sons opens on Saturday, April 8th, with a matinee at 2:30 and a second performance at 7:30. Details, dates and times for all the performances are on their website, ensembletheatreofchattanooga.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.